Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. In girls' tennis yesterday, Albert Lea traveled to Jordan for a triangular. They get beat by the host team, Jordan, 7-0, but they bounce back and beat Tri-City United Cleveland by the score of 4-3. Winners for the Albert Lea girls tennis team yesterday at number 4 singles, Marissa Hansen won her matchup 2-6, 6-4, 10-5. And the Tigers, they won all the doubles matchups. Let's start with number 1 doubles. Rachel Doppelhammer and Hannah Wilner won their matchup 6-1, 6-0. Number 2 doubles, Ashlyn Bervin and Lily Hike won 6-2, 7-5. And number 3 doubles, Emma Perhoda and Emery Nelson won 3-6, 6-1, 11-9. Again, Albert Lea beats Tri-City United Cleveland in girls tennis 4-3. Girls soccer yesterday, Rochester Lord, they beat Albert Lea 3-0. Busy day in prep sports here on this Tuesday. Let's start with volleyball. Rival matchup at the high school tonight. Albert Lea is going to host Austin. That will start at 7:15. Alden Conger will face Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman. That's going to be at Martin Luther High School in Northrop. That matchup will start at 7. Glenville Lemons, they're at Southland at 7:15. USC is going to host Hayfield at 7:15. And Northwood Kensett, they're going to host St. Ansgar in volleyball. That's also a 7:15 start. Also in a prep sports going on today in boys and girls cross country, Albert Lea is going to travel to the Minneopa Golf Course in Mankato for a meet starting at 3:45. In girls soccer, Albert Lea is going to host Mankato East at the Gus tonight. That's going to start at 7. In boys soccer, Albert Lea is at Mankato East. That's an earlier start. Tiger boys will take on East starting at 5. The Minnesota Twins back in action tonight after a day off. Their final home series of the 2021 season, as they're going to host Detroit for 3 games today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Pitching matchup for tonight, Tyler Alexander is going to go for Detroit. He's 2-3 with an ERA of 4.10. The Twins have not announced their starter for tonight. Pregame at 6, while your first pitch at 6:40 right here on KATE. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they are familiar with change, and they're undergoing plenty of it with training camp about to start. Now, the biggest shakeup came last week when president of basketball operations, Gersan Rosas, was fired. Now, star center Karl Anthony Towns says he had just joked the day before the dismissal about the offseason being strangely quiet until then. There's an ownership transfer taking place from Glenn Taylor to partners Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez. Now, the $1.5 billion sale is scheduled to be completed in 2 years when Lohr and Rodriguez will become majority owners. With fill-ins playing vital roles, the Minnesota Vikings offense is humming with quarterback Kirk Cousins as the lead guy and first-year coordinator Clint Kubiak at the controls. Now, Minnesota right now is fourth in the league in total offense, averaging 425 yards per game. It's seventh in scoring at 29 points per game. Now, Alexander Mattison, he rushed for 112 yards on Sunday in place of an injured Dalvin Cook. Minnesota gets ready for Cleveland at U.S. Bank Stadium. Noon start coming up on Sunday. Monday Night Football. Dak Prescott threw for 3 touchdowns in his first home game since he suffered an ankle injury on the same field almost a year ago. Trevon Diggs returned an interception 59 yards for a score. Dallas, they dominated Philadelphia 41-21. Also in NFL notes, the Jacksonville Jaguars are sending cornerback C.J. Henderson, the 9th overall pick in the 2020 draft, to the Carolina Panthers in exchange for tight end Dan Arnold. The deal also includes a swap of draft picks in 2022. Jacksonville will get Carolina's 3rd rounder. The Panthers will get a 5th rounder in return from the Jaguars. Well, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid has been released from the hospital. Now, he felt ill and was taken by ambulance to be treated for dehydration following the Chiefs' 30-24 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, the 63-year-old Reid is expected to coach Sunday when the Chiefs visit Philadelphia. Baseball scores. The Seattle Mariners, they gained some precious ground in the AL wildcard race as they beat the Oakland Athletics 13-4. Right now, the Mariners are a game and a half behind Boston for that second wildcard spot. Toronto sits a game back of the Red Sox for that second wildcard spot. Josiah Gray pitched into the 6th inning to earn his 2nd career win. The Washington Nationals got by Colorado 5-4. Joey Votto homered twice and drove in 4 runs. Cincinnati pounded the Pittsburgh Pirates 13-1. The American League Central champions, Chicago, The White Sox, they held off Detroit 8-7. And the Cleveland Indians have won their last home game before they become the Guardians next season. They beat Kansas City 8-3. Giants first baseman and home run leader Brandon Belt has a broken left thumb, and his availability for the final week of the regular season and playoffs is unclear. Now, the Giants said an x-ray showed the broken bone, and Belt will continue to meet with doctors over the next couple of days to develop a recovery plan and timetable for his return. But that could be a big blow for the Giants. Again, Brandon Belt with a broken left thumb. Couple of NBA stories. Forward Michael Porter Jr. has agreed to a 5-year maximum extension with the Denver Nuggets that could be worth up to $207 million. And unable to attend the Brooklyn Nets media day, Kyrie Irving asked for privacy when pressed about his vaccination status and availability for home games. Now, the All-Star guard spoke via Zoom through a monitor set up in the interview room at Barclays Center. Now, if a player is not vaccinated, he would be forced to sit out the Nets home games. Irving says his status will be cleared up at a later date. And that's Cheka Sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.